Thanks, Aaron. Good afternoon. This morning, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call from a male victim reporting a home invasion robbery that had just occurred at his residence at the 3000 block of Thomas Creek Road, Salmon Creek. Four men entering the residence with shotguns. One of the suspects removed the male victim from the bed and forced him to the floor. After tying up the male victim, the suspects began demanding to know where the marijuana and money was located. The male victim led the suspects to approximately 30 pounds of dried pot. They led him to a small security safe. When the victim could not remember the combination, he was struck in the face with an unknown object or fist. They rummaged through the house and they took an estimated $3,000 to $4,000 in cash. The male victim was able to unbind himself within minutes of the suspects leaving his home, and he called 911. At this time, there is no evidence leading to the identity of the suspects, but the case remains under investigation. Sheriff's Office is reaching out to the residents of the Thomas Road area. Contact the Sheriff's Office with any information if you can help. In a press release received today, we learned that Tuesday, deputies with the Sheriff's Office Rural Crimes Unit ran a stakeout on the Humboldt Sanitation property at 2585 Central Avenue in McKinleyville. Personnel were complaining that people were entering the property during non-business hours and removing recyclables and other items from the business, including discarded marijuana trimmings. The thefts were rampant and occurring on a near nightly basis. Deputies hid themselves on the property at 5:20 p.m., reportedly identifying 32-year-old Jason Edward Balk. Climbing into a parked sanitation truck, Balk was arrested for violations of trespassing and petty theft. 20 minutes later, at about 5:40 p.m., a second man was discovered inside a 40-foot trailer. The suspect was wearing a black ski mask at the time, 46-year-old Rudy Otis Keyes. Yesterday, yet another, a third man was caught. 7 p.m., deputies witnessed the man climbing a ladder on one of the sanitation trailers. Suspect discovered to be 24-year-old Preston Sam Stuckey. Stuckey admitted to the deputies that he had been committing thefts from Humboldt Sanitation once a week for the period of a month. While the deputies were interviewing Stuckey, a fourth person arrived, but he heard the deputies talking to Stuckey, and he fled. Deputies were not able to apprehend him. As you may conclude, future unscheduled operations are planned for Humboldt Sanitation to deal with this obviously chronic problem. A dangerous phone call made to McKinleyville High School turns out to be just a prank. In a press release received today, yesterday morning, deputies from the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office were dispatched to McKinleyville High School after a 911 call was made saying that there was a hostage situation at the high school. Additional phone calls were placed saying things such as, "Give us the money or we will start shooting students," and "This is not a joke, this is not a drill." Deputies ran a full investigation and they determined that it was a prank. Two juvenile men were arrested, 14 and 16 years of age. Their names are being withheld. More KINS news after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
The Arcata Police Department is now posting weekly activity reports and other statistical data on the Arcata Police Department Facebook page. Information including number and type of arrests, reports, and number and type of citations issued. This weekly activity report, along with public safety information, youth and family services information, press releases, and community activity announcements are available on the Arcata Police Department's Facebook page. The Eureka Police Department would like to provide the public advance notice they will be increasing their code enforcement on vehicles found illegally stopped or parked within the city's alleys. EPD has received a multitude of citizen and commercial complaints concerning unattended or parked vehicles in the alleys. These vehicles obstruct the free passage of garbage trucks, fire trucks, and other large commercial vehicles attempting to conduct business in or through the alleys. In case of emergency vehicles unable to reach the scene of a fire or medical crisis, that also potentially creates a significant public safety hazard. So please be cautious of that. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.